In about a year and a half, in November of 2017, a vote will be held on whether New York should hold what could be the first constitutional convention in over half a century. Government reform groups say it's not too early to make some key changes that they say would make the convention more open and transparent. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says the aim is to make it more of a people's convention.
What we're really trying to do is to do what we can to limit the involvement of the political establishment in the convention.
One way is to change some rules that allow legislators to earn double their salary if they're elected as delegates to the convention. Senators and assembly members have often been elected as delegates in the past. Regulations say delegates would earn the full annual salary of a legislator. That's currently $79,500 a year. There's no rule preventing a sitting lawmaker from collecting both. In addition, any legislators serving as constitutional convention delegates would get more credits toward their state pensions from the extra earnings. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters says back in 1967, the last time a convention was held, most of the delegates were state lawmakers as well as judges and party leaders. She says a constitutional convention was proposed again in 1997. It was voted down partly due to worries that insiders would run the event.
The public really didn't like the fact that these guys were really going to cash in big and that you, and at the time, this was a Shelley Silver leadership in the assembly, and people said, oh, Shelley Silver's not only going to be speaker, he's going to be president of the convention, et cetera, et cetera. And the voters said, no, 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 we don't want that, and so it went down.
Former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has since resigned after being convicted of multiple corruption charges. The reform groups have written a letter to Governor Cuomo's council. They're asking the governor to make a change to the convention rules. They believe it does not require changing the actual state constitution itself, but simply requires that a law be passed. They also want the signature requirement for delegates to be reduced to make it easier for members of the public to run. And they say current freedom of information laws and lobbying and ethics standards should apply to the convention's proceedings. Governor Cuomo has put $1 million into his state budget proposal. It would create a commission to figure out exactly how a constitutional convention would be run. Bartoletti says she hopes the legislature agrees with the governor and leaves it in the budget.
$1 million may not go all as far as we'd like to see it go, but there is $1 million in the budget. We do want to see it stay in the budget if the legislature feels suit to put more money in. We'd be grateful for that.
There are a number of issues that a constitutional convention could address, including whether to limit lawmakers' outside income. Former Speaker Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos both face prison terms over the abuse of their outside incomes. It could also enact public financing of campaigns. But Horner says addressing corruption at the Capitol may not be enough of a justification to convince the public to vote yes.
If a convention were to be convened this time, I think you'd have to be able to make a case to the public that good things can come of it other than cleaning up Albany. Unless that case could be made, I think the voters would be very skeptical.
He says in the past, social issues have been the driving force. And he suggests, for example, items like ensuring a constitutional right to higher education or health care. Because big social changes could be enacted by a constitutional convention, several groups, including the League of Women Voters, have in the past opposed holding one. Fears include dismantling of the state constitution's forever wild land protection in the Adirondacks and limiting a woman's right to choose abortion. The convention price tag would likely be in the millions of dollars. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.